you know, of the men in the who live in the town, the village, the hamlet, what percentage would be hunters full time, or part time? You know, do many people still hunt?
All of them hunt. Most are hunters, but you have to. We use the word hunters and trappers, and I like the word for those people, but can you make a living is another story. And as you know, this is a wealth, a social assistance town in a sense, because we like I was saying on the 1st and the 15th of the month, we have social assistance. But I believe that most hunters and trappers know about the land, and they know how to look after themselves to get caribou and fish and all those things.
Would they be able to get all the actual meat their families needed themselves and only use welfare to buy the other food?
Yeah, that's right. They use the money for stereo, skidoos, records, these things.
Icy poles, ice cream.
All these things, yeah. Chips.
Yeah. So the hunting now isn't, it's not a way of earning a living, but it's a profitable sideline that gives them the meat that they need,
basically. Yeah.
Although now people are buying microwave oven sandwiches and hamburgers
it's a new experience for some of these people to get an idea of to go to that oven thing. But most people, as you know, John, right around Spence Bay, the caribou is they're close to the settlement, so you can get a caribou just like that if you want.
And they're here all year round?
But for the last 5 years, they're very close to the settlement, so you can go for maybe 2 hours and get a caribou. 15 years ago, you had to do for a day and a night to get a caribou, so that's the difference. The pattern has changed. Maybe in another year it'll change back to the old, 20 years ago.
People have jobs in the town. Are there many chances for employment? What type of jobs are there?
Well, the hamlet takes many of the people, and their jobs will be truck drivers. And that could be your water delivery, sewage delivery, garbage delivery, your oil delivery for your houses. So there's four, and each cabin has two, so there's eight people right now that work full time. The bay takes clerks. Our office takes clerks. The health department of health has clerks. So we're trying to get the Inuit. If you have good remarks in school, they'll take somebody in Northwest Territories, then down below. That's the bottom line now.
Affirmative action.
Yeah. Action. Yeah. And I agree.
So there's a growing proportion that are having local work, but still many people still aren't employed.
Yeah. Here's the other thing: for a person to go and get a degree in social work or a mechanic. Trades is another thing. Like all these things that we want now in 1987 is pretty hard for a lot of these people. It's going to happen, in the future, but right now for people trades, it's like a plumber, for example, it takes 4 years. I hope one of these days that the boys, girls, they will go to school and get a trade on a plumber or a carpenter or social work, any of these.
The moment they have to go out to Yellowknife for trade training, do they?
Yeah.
And do many children go?
Not at this point, it's pretty hard because people, they always get homesick and then they come back.
So most of the adult men in the community would be technically unemployed, would they?
That's you're right. It's pretty hard to, you know. If there was work, I'm sure there everybody can do a lot of things. Like they know about skidoo parts, they can do trucks if they wanted. But there's no work, so social assistance has to take on that responsibility.
And how does the social assistance work? Because I'm puzzled. Food is very expensive, so how do people manage to survive here then, apart from the meat they hunt? How can they afford to pay the money they have to pay for food at the bay or the skidoos and things?
Well, here's an example. A person will go and take half of that money that he gets from social assistance and put it on an account for a skidoo. And he will use the rice for things like sugar and salt and the basics, and get your own caribou, their own fish, and their own seal. And that other money will go to the skidoo.